albums, people were crazy about Metallica because it was that chunk, 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 chunk. It was always high energy until the song Fade to Black. It was on Ride the Lightning in 1984, and fans just didn't like it because it was a ballad. Fans turned on Metallica, said, "You guys are sellouts," even though it had one of the best guitar solos ever. Well, James Hetfield responded to being a sellout. Here's James.
Fade to Black was the first time we got some guff from fans. "Ooh, you sold out. You did a ballad. Wow, okay. What does sellout mean to you, my friend?" You know? And you have to sit and explain to everyone that sellout means you've done something you don't want to do, or you've compromised for someone else, and everything we write is for us.
He was bitter. You can tell. John Anderson's got a new project. If, you know, he's the guy who founded Yes, and a former singer. And he's got an album that came out last year, A Thousand Hands. It was re-released on Friday. But he's working on something new. I'll let him explain it.
You can actually Google it. It's called John Anderson Joyfulness. This music that I've written last year, and there's four large pieces of music. And they're not something that you sit and listen to all the time. They actually sound better in the radio if you can make a little USB. Put them on that and put them in your car. They're great to listen to as you drive around.
So you shouldn't listen to them all the time. Okay. More details, please.
So over the past 3 months when we had to stay home, I started writing songs and lyrics within that music. So next year, this project, there are four 20-minute pieces around that. There's one called Hopefulness, Joyfulness, Gratefulness, Thankfulness. And I've written songs within that, and I'm going to put orchestra there. So I'm a busy guy. That's all I can say.
Ooh, well, good. Sounds interesting with a nice personality.